on regarde dans l'histoire, les meilleurs, c'était des Noirs et des Arabes.
Diaspora Babes is the art you make, the art you love, and the arc of justice. This is for everyone who is far away from home, but close to it at the same time. This is a podcast about making your art and surviving. We are brown, beautiful, queer, struggling, thriving. Too much, too loved, and too loving. My name is Amal. I'm an artist, a Yemeni-Lebanese diaspora babe born in California, currently living in Paris. And this is Diaspora Babes, love letters to myself and you. Dear Diaspora Babe, your art is important. No one cares. Sitting at a desk with a blank piece of paper in front of you, with a Microsoft Word doc open, with your guitar in hand, you pause, this thought intruding. No one cares. Why am I even doing this? How does this matter? Does this change anything for anyone? This is complete shit. This idea is weak. I am so out of practice. What an ugly piece. This episode is about self-doubt. A professor tells her students, "When you graduate, no one cares about your art." My friend repeats this a lot to himself. No one cares about my work. What he means by this is, my work is unimportant. My work doesn't matter. Working in the service industry, teaching, taking care of someone else's kids, leaves you so exhausted at the end of the day. Why would you come home and do your art? Especially when no one cares. When you have so many more important things that require your energy, why would you devote your evenings, your mornings, your lunch breaks, your weekends to your art? Going to your day job, if you have one, taking care of someone else's kids, serving chicken all day, cleaning tables, sitting at a desk. Your bosses won't ask you about your art. Your coworkers probably won't, at least not every day. Maybe your family isn't around, or they don't ask about your art. Most people won't go out of their way to ask about your art or passion. Your boss only cares about your labor, which will make him richer. You as a person do not matter. This is part of the reason capitalism dulls your creativity, your interests outside of work. No one cares about your work. Why do you repeat this to yourself? It goes on and on like an endless chorus in your head. No one cares about your work. No one cares about your work. Maybe it sounds like your parents. Maybe it sounds like your friend, like your partner. Maybe it just sounds like yourself. But go a little bit deeper into that idea. And I think you can transform it. If you take this idea to mean your work doesn't matter, that's not true. But here's what I think. No one is going to care about your art more than you will. You can say that aloud if you want. No one cares about my work more than I do. Maybe rephrasing it like in a positive way is better. I care about my work more than anyone else does. And I think the language used to say that might feel really negative to you, but I'm thinking of this in a really positive way, right? Like, you need to care most about your thing, right? If you're not going to care about it, then why would anyone else do that? If we want people to care more about our art than we care about it ourselves, like, what are your reasons for doing it, right? Why are you doing your work? Why are you doing your art? There's so many reasons you can have. Is it because you've always done it? Is it because that's who everyone else thinks you are? Is it because you've always been known as the creative person, or the person who's really good at drawing, or is really good at singing, or dancing, and so you keep doing it because that's what everyone knows you as? Is it because you think by doing your art you're going to make the world a better place? Is it because you want to talk about injustice and oppression? Why is it? I think there's a lot of reasons you can do it, and a lot of reasons are really valid. But in my opinion, at the base of it, you need to be doing it for yourself. Things external to you can slip away and change. You need to have a solid foundation for your work, like a foundation that doesn't move, and anything external to you can shift and slip away. It's about thinking that what your art does for you isn't enough. It's about thinking that you're not enough. And you can't build a house that's not on a solid foundation. What will happen? The house will collapse. And sometimes that happens to us. We're going about our lives like being creative, you know, making art, and then sometimes like we just can't and it slips away from us and we don't know why, you know. And in those moments, for me, like those moments have always been kind of identity crises things, like who am I if I can't, who am I if I'm not making anything, which is a really like capitalist kind of way to think about it, to think about your value as a person based off of your productivity. I went through that this last year, actually, and I've been through that before as well. And what I really had to come to this year is that I had to find value in myself before I even made the work, made the art, you know? Like, art has always made me feel better about myself just because it feels so good, like getting lost in the moment. It's, you know, doing what I'm meant to do, right? We were talking about solid foundations and your art itself. I mean, maybe you can like live for your art, but I can't. My art comes maybe not completely from me, but it comes through me. And so I need to be here to make it. And I wasn't completely there. I had to make sure I was there before I made it. And so I think, you know, this episode is about your art being important, right? But it's also about you being important. And I think this is what this podcast, you know, is going to be about too. It's about you as a diaspora babe, like valuing your life and thriving and living and doing what you need to do to live and to make your art, which is such an integral part of you. And sometimes, you know, production of things, of music, of writing, of poems, of paintings, if your practice involves other people, you're performing, your therapy, whatever it is, if you stop producing, you need to know that you are still important and your art lives inside you. It really lives inside you. It's not about the things you make, it's about you, and it's about the passage through you in the world. It's like breathing, you know? Art's kind of like breathing, I think. It's like taking things in and letting them go, right? And it's like a constant kind of cycle. I think one of the questions is, when you're doing your art, like, will you stop when other people stop paying attention? The idea that we can do things for ourselves is really strange to a lot of us. Like, I know especially like women of color are super socialized to do everything for everyone else before ourselves, and in fact are often punished by our families for doing things explicitly for ourselves. And so I think it's so vital to cultivate a practice of doing things for yourself. And, you know, your art is part of that, right? You know, doing it just because it makes you feel good, and know what the reason, giving yourself permission to do it when it feels good, you know. I've seen myself do this, I've seen people close to me do this, I've seen us do things that we don't care about instead of doing our art because, I don't know, I think it's complicated. There's a couple things, right? Like our practice becomes associated with all sorts of really challenging things that, you know, are difficult for us and we don't want to do it. But I think another problem deep down is that we have this belief that we don't deserve the sort of joy that comes from when we do our work. And we've been trained to deny ourselves that and to not receive the blessing that I guess we have inside of us, you know? And if we're doing that, like, we need to really become conscious of it. So hopefully we can, you know, change and let that go and practice in healthier ways. The first reason your art is important is because it's important to you. It gets down to valuing yourself, right? And, you know, if you're not feeling like, you know, you can do this thing that you really love and you're really good at and, you know, it's so important to you and brings you so much joy, if you feel like you can't do it, I think you maybe have to ask yourself the question, do I value myself? Not just do I value what I think I can do, or have I only, you know, learned to value myself through what I can do for others, or, you know, for things like money or a life purpose that someone else has given you or that you've, like, learned from, you know, something else. Like, do you value who you are? And do you think who you are is important and able to be enough as you are? And if you don't think that, then it's probably no reason to wonder why you don't think your art is important. Because it's you, because it's what brings you joy, it's what helps you survive, it can be what helps you survive, right? It connects you to who you are. Besides connecting you to you, if it brings you joy, that's enough, you know? Doesn't matter if it's good or bad, if anyone else, like, looks at it or cares, like, if it brings you joy, that's why it's important, right? Because your joy is important, especially, you know, since I'm talking to you diaspora babes, people at the intersection of multiple systems of oppression, people who trying to survive and thrive in systems that are set up contrary to your survival and to your joy and happiness, doing something that cultivates that is so incredibly important and vital. In that moment, you are totally concentrated on dipping your brush into your glass of water, mixing sun yellow with ochre and quinacridone red. Does any of that really matter? When you're dancing, absorbed in a painting or a drawing, or in the midst of a frenetic, messy photo shoot, what other people care or think or do completely falls away. Your joy matters. If your art gives you joy, it's important. Okay, maybe no one else will care about your work. Maybe you won't get into Yale or the residency program. Maybe your mentors will fall away. Maybe you'll be isolated from your friends in a new country where you don't speak the language. But you have a direct link to your joy, to movement without questions. Your joy makes it important. When you sit down to paint or to write, you pay attention more. You notice more. You feel. You are curious. These are gifts you then bring into the world. Your voice matters. The experiences you have, the lessons you have received, the struggles and pain you have undergone that you hold in your body, the painful things that reside in your body unexpressed. By relieving some of them, you relieve some of the world's pain. You have a message that's uniquely yours, and by expressing it, you bring joy to others. This last year, I was incredibly alone in my despair, or I felt incredibly alone in my despair. I was away from my community, from my sense of purpose. I had trauma upsetting my relation with my body and my joy. Each artist making something intensely personal to them helped me get through the year, and here I am. The journey you are on with your art practice is deeply personal, but it's reflective of a wider collective movement. And you affect collective movement because you are part of it. You have a perspective that's uniquely yours. Like, you are the culmination of certain ancestry and bloodlines and experiences and times and geographical locations. And particularly, like, for, you know, the diaspora babes, those of us who are placed through displacement and who have histories of displacement and absence, you know, we are products of really specific lineages and experiences. We have something uniquely inside of us that is part of the experience of the world and which we can bring out and bring to light, right? It's kind of a part of a fabric, you know. I keep using all these stupid, like, metaphors. Maybe, you know, calling them stupid is just my inner kind of critic talking, but we're part of a fabric, right? Even though we kind of look like each other or don't look like each other, we're kind of are all connected and all part of a whole, right? The story of the world is kind of, like, you know, shattered and hidden in, like, every like, single person, and it's like a puzzle piece, right? Like, it's really fucking annoying when a piece of the puzzle is missing. When you've, like, oh my god, have you done that before? Have you built a puzzle and then got to the end and then discovered that a piece was missing? I haven't built a puzzle in so long, but that shit was so annoying to me. And, you know, I was one of four kids. Like, we were always losing shit. We were always, like, not putting things away properly and then losing puzzle pieces. And that was so annoying. You don't want to be that missing puzzle piece if you have an option, you know. And the thing is, they are really out here trying to convince you that the puzzle piece is complete. The puzzle is complete without you. And it's really not. There's a bunch of pieces missing. And where are they? They're inside you. And you've got to have a good relationship with yourself and build that relationship so that you can bring them out. And so we can, like, not just have a complete puzzle, but, you know, be building the puzzle out if we want to keep going with this now rather tired metaphor. But, you know, there it is. If you think that you and your relationship with you is separate from the world, or if you think that you're going to go and fix all the problems out there without fixing the problems that are inside you, no, like, the world is reflected in you and you are reflected in the world. And so when you're talking about valuing yourself and you valuing your art is the most important, this is kind of like one of the keys to you being able to shape and imagine and create the world that we need, and the world that is going to be more just and more reflective of our values. I started off this episode with a recording of Kiki Mbappe, well, technically Kylian Mbappe. Anyway, Kiki's really young. He's only 19, I believe. He's been well known for a little bit, but became especially, like, huge after playing so well and so beautifully for the French team in the World Cup. And, you know, this is coming from someone who I don't give a shit about football, but I kind of care about Kiki. And this interview is from when he was a kid, like, well, even more of a kid, from when he was 12 years old. He is born in France, I believe, but his parents are from Algeria and Cameroon. And what he was saying is that if you look at history, the very best in the world were Arabs and Black people. And Kiki was talking about football, but we're going to apply the sentiment rather more generally. That is a 12-year-old kid who knows how his genius fits in to history, right? How he is a part of them and they are a part of him. And that's one of the things I want you to remember, diaspora babe, that your art, that your thing is important because it is part of the larger story of the world. Can you go a week without listening to any music, watching any movies, consuming any advertising, reading any books, playing any video games, dressing yourself in anything but gray bags? Probably not. This world is shaped and given joy by people committing to their art. I hope you keep sitting down to do the work. Return to your material. Returning to what fills you with joy. Your art is important. There are so many people out there like you who need you. You need to care for yourself, to give yourself what gives you joy, to allow yourself to explore whatever your art is trying to show you. Follow yourself. See yourself through. Your art is important. Love, Amal. Thank you for listening. That was the first episode of Diaspora Babes, Your Art is Important. Music was performed and recorded by Layl Omaran. Thank you very much to another Yemeni queer artist. Please tune in next Friday for the next episode. There'll be new episodes released every Friday. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Diaspora Babes. I would really appreciate your thoughts and ideas and your feelings and all of that, so slide into the DMs or email me at diasporababes@gmail.com. If you like this, please review, please share with your friends, and just send good vibes my way. So I really appreciate it. Until next time, keep faith, keep safe.